Three.
Hello, listeners of ACED English. Welcome back. This is Sayla.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。哎，Sayla，我们今天聊一个车厘子，分为单勾啊、双勾啊，以及三勾。很多人就在问，这个勾代表的是什么？
Yes, so we're talking about cherries today and the different categories of sizes for the cherries.
那首先呢，车厘子，很多人说，哎，这个名字是怎么来的？
Yeah, so I think that this is a phonetic translation, translation from the word cherries.
可能是一种音译 phonetic.Translation. 哎，这个音译的词其实有很多。
Yes, yeah. In Chinese, it's cafe, and in English, it's coffee.
Yeah. 还有这个巧克力。
Chocolate.
它也是一种 phonetic translation. 还有在中西文化交流当中，有一些词呢，它是概念不完全相同的，它也是不能翻译的。比如说在中国的这个文化当中，有一个词叫气，比如说气功啊，对吧？然后修道的那种气啊，它这个就是不能翻的，因为你不能翻译成瓦斯，你也不能翻译成空气，对吧？而且你发现了没有，就是在这个气前面你加任何一个字，它都会变成一个 different thing。 比如说你加一个空、
yes.
它变成了空气，你加一个煤它变成了煤气，你加一个生的话、它变成了生气，对不对？还有脾气。
Yeah, the meaning will change very quickly. And also, isn't there a word in Chinese called 道 that cannot be translated?
Exactly, 就像道它也是不翻译的，就是在英语当中就是一个 phonetic translation, 就是道。
Yeah, and I think one more that has become popular in America is feng shui. People say feng shui a lot.
中国的这个风水呢，到英语当中也是要进行这个 phonetic translation, 就是风水。像宗教当中，比如说佛教里的有一个词儿叫做般若。它指的其实是智慧，但是呢它又 beyond wisdom, 它不仅仅只是智慧。
Okay.
所以呢就是你找不到一个 the exactly the same concept, 所以呢就是不翻。
Yes, it's better to leave it as it is.
哎，所以呢这个 cherries,这个车厘子呢，它这个名字呢也是一个 phonetic translation, 来自于它的英文名 cherries.
Yes, cherries.
我们去买这个车厘子的时候呢，通常都会说这是单勾的，这是双勾的，这是三勾的。那这里面这个 J,这个勾它代表什么呢？
Yeah, so there's three main sizes that they use to categorize the cherries. Categorize.
To categorize the cherries, 就分类的哈。
Exactly, yeah. So the first size, the one J means jumbo.
也就是说这个单勾啊、双勾啊、三勾啊，这个勾呢，这个 J 它指的是一种单位，叫做 jumbo.
Yes. And jumbo means large or big.
Large or big.
Yes, so jumbo is the first size, and then it goes to super jumbo.
Super jumbo 就是指双勾。
Yeah, and then the largest, the three J's is giant.
这个三勾呢就代表 giant. 一个勾就是一个 jumbo, 大约是多大呢？
Yeah, so one jumbo is about 26 to 28 millimeters.
单果直径如果是26到28毫米的，这种呢叫做单勾，就是一个 jumbo.
Exactly. And then if you want to look at the super jumbo, the second one, that would be 28 to 30 millimeters.
这种呢就是 super jumbo, 就是双勾的。
And then giant, the three jumbos, the three checks is 30 to 32 millimeters.
这种呢就是 giant, 俗称三勾的。
And there's actually a fourth category, and that is if it's 32 millimeters or bigger.
还有四勾的哈，就是32毫米以上的，这种叫做四勾的，就是四个 jumbos.
Yes.
所以呢我们刚才讲了勾代表的是车厘子的一个 size, 它的一个尺寸，勾越多也就是说它越大，那么它就越贵。哎，车厘子在美国是属于奢侈水果吗？就是 are cherries considered a luxury fruit?
It's interesting because I was asking some of my friends what they think, and they did not consider it a luxury fruit.
但是它季节性比较短，对吧？
Yes, it has a very short season in the summer, and so people only eat it during that amount of time.
汉语当中我们有一个词叫财富自由。
Financial freedom?
Or freedom of wealth?
Exactly.
这个财富自由你知道什么意思吗？
I think it means that this person's very rich and they can buy things without looking at the price.
Mm-hmm. And even if he doesn't have to work, right, he can live mm-hmm. well.
Yes, he can be secure in his money.
对，因为这个车厘子很贵嘛，所以我们开玩笑就说车厘子自由。
I think you could say that they have cherry freedom.
但其实在英语当中没有这个说法、mm-hmm. 因为本身在美国的话可能这个 cherry is not considered as a luxury fruit, right?
Yeah, we need to find another luxury food to replace it and make our own phrase.
在美国有没有这种你们觉得奢侈的这种水果呢？
Any fruit that is imported from a tropical country.
Uh-huh.
So like dragon fruit.
Dragon fruit, 火龙果你们觉得是 luxury fruit?、
Mm-hmm. Passion fruit.
Passion fruit,、mm-hmm. 百香果。Wow, 百香果你们觉得是奢侈水果？
Just because it's hard to get here. It's 不能在美国种。
很多人取这个 cherry 作为英文名。
No, that's a bad idea.
Why cherry is not a good name for someone?
So many young Chinese girls like the name cherry because they think it's very cute and pretty, mm-hmm. but actually it has a lot of sexual suggestions and people will think it is strange and maybe a horror name.
Cherry 呢，为什么它不是一个好名字呢？因为它有一个 sexual suggestions. 它很多时候它可能指的女性的这个生殖器官, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. So when my parents first moved to China,many uh-huh. young girls would introduce themselves with the English name Cherry and they would have to try not to laugh. But、uh-huh. if your name is Cherry, you could change it to maybe Sherry with an、
mm-hmm.
S.
如果有叫 Cherry 的听到我们这个节目想改名的话可以考虑改成 Sherry. 这个呢是一个比较正常的名字。
Yes, you will very rarely meet an American with the name Cherry if it is not a nickname.
那我们总结一下车厘子这个名字呢是来自于英语的Cherries.
It is a phonetic translation.
是一个音译过来的名字，车厘子。那这个车厘子几勾
？It means jumbo, super jumbo, and giant.
嗯哼，代表的是 jumbo， 它是一种尺寸单位 ，right?
Exactly. Yes.So I was talking to some of my American friends and asked them if they grew up eating cherries, and they、mm. would only eat it on special occasions or holiday, maybe. But I learned that a lot of Chinese people eat it more common or they enjoy cherries more, so I learned something new today.
我们的听众朋友们不知道你们学到了没有可以安利给你身边的这些好朋友们告诉他这个车厘子这个名字是怎么来的以及这个单勾双勾三勾都是指什么意思、
mm-hmm. And next time you go to buy cherries, you will know what you are buying and how big you should be buying.
Exactly. 祝大家早日实现 cherry freedom.
Find your cherry freedom, or maybe in America, your dragon fruit freedom. Thank you so much for listening to us talk about cherries and fruit and English names. We hope you learned something today, and please feel free to comment and share and tell people about our conversation.
All right, so this is Pin Pin signing out.
And this is Selah. Bye! Someone curse Johnson.